Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Thank you very, very much. Well, I just have to start with a challenge to the president. Sir, I've seen your train go by, and I think I can beat it.
As Wikipedia has it, that's Christopher Reeve, born 1952. He died October of 2004, an actor, film director, producer, screenwriter, author, and activist, achieving stardom for his acting in the Superman series. Back in 1995, he became a quadriplegic after being thrown from a horse during an equestrian competition in Culpeper, Virginia. He lobbied on behalf of people for spinal cord injuries, founding the Christopher Reeve Foundation and co-founding the Reeve Irvine Research Center. Well, hi, everyone. Here's one of those, you might say, out-of-the-blue interviews. That's because on the surface, it all seems so unlikely. It's about a stand-up comedian. His shtick is, if you will, a comedy show mixed with hypnosis aimed to get people to quit smoking. Now, I don't smoke, but I do find it a little bit hard to believe that you can mix the two and end up convincing someone to quit a lifelong habit that everyone knows is no good for health and life. In fact, the comedian, Rich Guzzi, is so convinced he's taking his show on the road. So if you're a smoker or know of one, maybe his shtick will help you kick the habit. Well, thanks, Rich, for joining us. And how do you make all this work?
Well, we want to get people to quit smoking, but we do it in a way where we bring comedy into the mix. And we introduce hypnosis to people who, I guess, normally wouldn't say this is a viable tool to make their life better.
So I know hypnosis has been brought into stage acts. Boy, it goes probably back into the vaudeville days. Is that what you're doing?
And we want to use hypnosis, you know, as actually the most powerful tool you have available to you. But a lot of people don't know what hypnosis is. So we do a comedy show to invite people to see a comedy show. They laugh. They see their friends go up and do stupid stuff. It's really funny. Then we show them that this is actually the most powerful tool you have available to make your life better.
So you told me earlier you have an actual plan to help people quit smoking. How does that work?
So you do it every day for 30 days, which creates the habit. So now you're doing it for 30 days, you've quit smoking, then all of a sudden, 6 months down the road, you have a problem, you know, something triggers you to start smoking again. I try to tell people that you didn't fail. You actually succeeded for 6 months. Nobody was born smoking. What happens is, you know, something triggers you, you know, a friend or somebody, you know, gets you started. Next thing you know, you're doing it, you're bumming cigarettes off your friends. Next thing you know, you're buying packs. Next thing you know, you're a smoker. So the same thing can happen when you start smoking again after you're quitting for 6 months or a year. So what you would do is you would reboot the software. You would just basically take the CD, put it in again, listen to it another couple of times, and you're back in the game and you quit smoking again. And you keep doing that until you basically quit every single day.
And I know I've been to shows or places like the State Fair, the circus, where they use hypnosis as kind of an act, but I've really never been sure of what it really is.
That's why we use the show as the means to introduce hypnosis to people, because nobody realizes what hypnosis even is. That, you know, it's a card trick. You know, is it voodoo? Is it brainwashing? What is it? So we use the show as a means to bring people in and introduce hypnosis to people, you know, through comedy. So they laugh, they're going to have a good time, and that, there's no risk in that. You know, they come in, they say, all right, you know, it's very non-threatening. Hey, let's go see a comedy show. This looks pretty cool. So you go and you see the comedy show, and then throughout the show, they start to realize that, hey, this thing is actually pretty good for a lot of other stuff. You know, people quit smoking, they lose weight, they reduce the stress in their life, they cure some fears and phobias. And they make their life better using this amazing, amazing tool that's available to all of us. So it basically sneaks up on them. You know, the hypnosis is in the show, the comedy show, and through seeing the comedy show, you're actually going to start realizing that this is actually something that everybody should be putting into their lives.
In reading the press material before I did this interview, it was saying how you went through some tough times, very sad times, in the death of your father. Talk about that, if you wouldn't mind.
it was a pretty tough experience, you know, for a kid to go through. My dad, you know, being my hero, you know, he had some bad habits. You know, we're not going to sugarcoat it, you know, and even he would tell you know, that he had a lot of stuff that he did that he shouldn't be doing. So, you know, Dad was a big-time smoker. Never sick a day in his life, though, you know, just always sort of hid all the problems or whatever. Everything was all good. One day he comes to me, he's like, listen, you got to go. I'm not feeling good. We got to go to the doctor. So I said, all right, let's pack up. So got him in the car. He says, in fact, you know what? We're going to the hospital. This is pretty serious. And New York traffic being the way it is, we just never made it. We never made it to the hospital. You know, he died right in the car as we're driving. So it was pretty tough trying to weave in and out of the traffic, trying to get around where we had to go. Luckily, I saw a cop on the side of the road, and somehow he understood what I was going through by, you know, some sign language, and he cleared a path for me, and he actually drove ahead of me for the next 20 minutes to get to the hospital. But, you know, he was already dead in the car for a long time, and it just didn't work out. So, you know, it was very traumatic. It changed the course of my life to the point where I'm like, all right, you know what? You know, who knows when this could ever happen to you? So I'm not going to, you know, be a car mechanic anymore. I'm going to go out and follow my dream and do what I wanted to do, which was be a comedian. So I stopped everything and became a comedian. And that's why I just thought of, you know, going out, doing my thing. And it was almost like it's like my therapy session, you know, going on stage and making people laugh. You know, I would talk about my life and talk about what I was going through, and somehow it would come out funny. And that was almost like my therapy session. Then it wasn't until later on that I started using the hypnosis part of my life to bring people on stage, sort of hypnotize them, to make them, put them into various situations where people would laugh at it, and use that as the comedy show.
Well, we've heard about so many different techniques. We've heard about the patch. We've heard about special chewing gum, the electronic cigarette, and now this. You know, the great thing about what you're talking about is that there's no risk. Tell us a little bit about how someone can get hold of your program.
Absolutely. We're trying to introduce hypnosis through the comedy show. But, you know, if you want, you know, you can come down to my show. You can pick up a CD for free. I'll hand it to you. Or if you want, you can go to stopsmokingforfree.org. You can pick it up for free on my website. If you can't make it out to a show, that's okay, too. It's still the strongest way you have, your best shot at being a non-smoker. This is the greatest way to make your life better, you know, especially the older people. You know, as you get older, you know, smoking really drags your body down into the abyss because you have less, you know, less capability to fight off, you know, outside toxins. And smoking is a really, really bad thing for your body. Anybody over 50 years old, they're really hurting themselves. My dad died at 50. You know, he was a heavy smoker. You know, it caused a lot of other additional issues that people don't realize. So, I tell people, listen, you got to quit smoking because if you do that, you're going to add years to your life. And these are the ones that are most important, you know, these older years.
Most definitely. Well, thanks again. I appreciate your time.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Andy.
Thank you for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts. You can click on the transcript section of the website. You can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Finally, we would love it if you could leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent, in the reply section of the podcast. Thanks again.